T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, January 24th. Layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems have spread to the airplane parts makers plants in Oklahoma. This amid the widening fallout in its home state of Kansas, caused by the halt in production of the troubled Boeing 737 MAX. Spirit filed notice with the state of Oklahoma yesterday that it plans to lay off about 130 employees at its plant in McAlester. The company said there will also be unspecified layoffs in Tulsa. The announcement comes 2 weeks after Spirit said it would lay off 2,800 workers in Wichita, where it is based. At least two of the FBI's surveillance applications to secretly monitor former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page lacked probable cause. That's according to the Justice Department.
Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler, a New York Democrat, took this preemptive strike against President Trump's defense.
Everyone except President Trump and his lawyers agree that presidents can be impeached for abuse of power. The president's position amounts to nothing but self-serving constitutional nonsense.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, a South Carolina Republican, served as an impeachment manager during the Clinton impeachment. Graham gives the Trump impeachment managers good marks.
I thought they did a good job of taking bits and pieces of the evidence and creating a quilt out of it.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
China is taking extraordinary measures to contain the spread of a new form of coronavirus, with at least 26 confirmed dead in that country.
China is shutting down 6 cities in the Hubei province. Quite a feat. This is at the heart of the outbreak there. That's total of 20 million people who no longer have access to public transportation, and they're required to wear masks when they're in public. The capital city of Beijing also canceling all major public events indefinitely. The World Health Organization still not calling this outbreak a global health emergency. That would free up more resources to help fight this virus.
That's Fox's Aisha Hosni with that report. The family of Neil Armstrong, the first man to step on the moon, is donating 2 items from Armstrong's personal collection to the Cosmosphere Space Museum in Hutchinson.
The items are a 4x6-inch American flag and a small piece of fabric from the wing of the Wright Flyer, the first flying machine built by the Wright brothers that flew at Kitty Hawk.
It's one small step for man.
Both of the items were taken aboard the Apollo 11 mission that reached the moon in 1969. Armstrong's 2 sons donated the artifacts, which will be put on public display at the museum later this year. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Health Director Adrienne Byrne tells KNSS News the flu season has not yet peaked, and she says it's not too late to get a flu shot. How effective is this year's shot?
Too early to determine how effective it is. Now, we know that it's doing a good job protecting against the A strain, not so much against the B, but overall, it's too early.
Byrne says that 3 flu-related deaths have been reported in Kansas this year, none in Sedgwick County. Byrne commented on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. Major League Baseball is stepping up to the plate financially for the U.S. softball team. That's ahead of their run for the Olympics.
U.S. women's softball has already locked up a spot in the Tokyo Olympics, and now they're getting a financial boost from Major League Baseball. MLB announcing an agreement Thursday to become the presenting sponsor of the Women's Stand Beside Her Tour. It's a slate of exhibition games leading up to the Olympic tournament in Tokyo in late July. Softball is making its return to the Olympic stage this year in Japan, 12 years after that country came away with the gold over the Americans. This news from the majors comes as the U.S. men's baseball team is struggling to qualify for the Olympics. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Nonprofits and some tech activists are sounding the alarm with the .org domain suffix
up for sale.
The company that controls the registry of .org domain names, the Public Interest Registry, is getting sold. That .org suffix used by many nonprofit groups, and they're concerned the price of keeping a .org website may skyrocket, or their site could get suspended and become unreachable. A protest planned today outside of the Los Angeles headquarters of the regulatory body for domain names, as Ethos Capital plans to shell out over $1 billion for the registry. Both the Public Interest Registry and Ethos Capital say prices to maintain .org websites will stay low. Jill Nato, Fox News.
6:36 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Let's take a look at the weather forecast this morning with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Our storm system that brought us some snow last night continues to slide on off to the southeast, and much quieter weather is going to be here for today and the rest of the weekend. With some clearing this afternoon, our high 39 with gusty northwest winds, tonight's low 25, and then partly cloudy on Saturday with a high 46. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a cloudy sky, 33 degrees with a wind chill at 22. Your forecast here on this Friday morning on KNSS. By the way, today is Friday, January 24th. You realize that Christmas Eve was 1 month ago on this day?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve seems like it was about 8 months ago.
Yeah.
That was only a month ago.
Yeah.
Grief.
That seems to be how it works.
Yep. We do the holidays and we move right along.
Yep.
It is 6:37 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on this Friday morning. Glad to have you with us here on KNSS. The former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle Obama are hitting the road. Well, their official portraits are.
Oh, okay.
Portraits are going to be pulled from the walls of the National Portrait Gallery and taken on a 5-city tour. First stop will be Chicago, starting in June, and then other stops, New York, L.A., Atlanta, and Houston.
It's not a lot of stops.
I mean, yeah. And it's just paintings.
Yeah.
But it is the National Portrait Gallery. It's the official National Portrait Gallery paintings of the Obamas. So some people will flock to see that,
I suppose.
In those cities. We'll see. Yeah.
It's in a couple of places, and then they'll be going right back.
Yeah, to the National Portrait Gallery. The former CEO of the Recording Academy says she has evidence that a Song of the Year Grammy nominee last year did not deserve to be nominated.
Huh?
What was she talking about? Deborah Dugan told ABC's Good Morning America she will not name the artist, but she does have evidence that the artist ranked 18th out of 20 in the initial Song of the Year process. Moreover, she says the artist was on the committee that decided the nominees.
Ooh.
This Is America by Childish Gambino won Song of the Year last year. Other songs nominated were Ella May, Shawn Mendes, Brandi Carlile, Drake, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, and Zedd. There were nearly three dozen songwriters nominated in all. Dugan also says a jazz nominee last year took part in the Academy's nominating process. Dugan says conflicts of interest taint the results of this year's Grammys.
Oh.
She says she still will watch Sunday's show. 6:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Now it's time to get all the information we need on the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted. Well, Thursday, the live cattle complex was slammed lower right into the close with triple-digit losses. Some of the yesterday's net daily losses were the largest for the contracts in the past 1 to 2 months. Now, selling was likely tied to profit-taking, sales stops being triggered, concerns over the upcoming cattle and feed report that comes out at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and also concerns over the currently highly contagious human virus in China. Now, most of the feed yard cash cattle trade this week has been at steady money with last week. Steer carcass weights at 904 pounds are 21 pounds above year-ago levels, and lean hogs had their highest trade of the past 2 weeks yesterday and closed positive. On the close, Feb cattle, $1.50 lower at $124.67. March feeders down $2.52 at $140.52, and Feb hogs were up 95 cents at $68.50. Now, March corn Thursday had its highest trade since November 5th and closed positive on some demand news. March soybeans had their lowest trade since December 12th and closed negative. Soybean yields in Mato Grosso, Brazil, are being estimated 10 to 15% larger than last year. Brazil is on track possibly for a record soybean harvest. At the moment, we've got downside across the board. March KC wheat down 4.25 at 488. March corn down 3.25 at 390.5. And March soybeans trading 4.25 lower at 905.25. March crude oil is 8 cents lower this morning at 55.51. February gold down $7.40 at $1,558. March S&P 7 points higher at 3,333. The March dollar index 15 cents higher at 97.63. And March Dow Jones futures up 82 points at 29,211. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, I drove over to El Dorado for some basketball action last night, and I was got a lot of snow in Butler County. I think more than we got here.
There's places there is more than there is other places. This morning were white out there on the grassy areas.
Did you have any problems or challenges yesterday with any of that?
No, and I was even out this morning. I had to go downtown to check out our new donut shop this morning, and overall, I thought the roads were pretty good.
Oh, well, now you just buried the lead. Then there's a new donut shop. What's the deal?
Oh, we got a new donut shop that opened up Monday here in Augusta on 7th Avenue called Donut Palace, and I'll tell you what, they are good.
How many have you sampled?
Enough, I'll put it that way.
Well, see, that's you're a smart man. You have to have a decent sample size before you can make your judgment.
That's exactly right. And I did get a good size sample of them, and I tell you what, they passed my test.
Hello. All right. Well, no wonder you're in such a great mood. Yeah, the Donut Palace.
That's right. I got a sugar high at the moment.
All right. Tom, have a great weekend. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Thank you.
That is Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Always great stuff with Tom. Fantastic information every weekday morning at this time on the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler. It is 6:43 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The money tracker, Don Grant, will be joining us in just a few minutes. And he will tell us about a lesson from the tortoise. KNSS News Time is 6:43.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.